Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. In a major boost to female education in Tuli subdivision, the district administration Mokokchung conducted a bicycle distribution program yesterday. The initiative, titled Pedaling Towards a Brighter Future, aims to minimize commuting challenges faced by girl students from economically weaker sections.
The program was carried out under the Corporate Social Responsibility CSR initiative of the State Bank of India, Empowering Education. Under this initiative, bicycles were distributed to girl students belonging to the economically weaker sections from Government High School GHS Tuli and Krishi Vigyan Kendra KVK Sudhikong Tuli. Onnulu Akashvani News, Kohima.
The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival, Nagaland's famed festival of festivals, will conclude today with a grand closing ceremony at Unity Plaza, Naga Heritage Village, Kisama. The finale event is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m., bringing a close to 10 days of cultural celebration, performances, and global participation. We have a report.
The festival was inaugurated by Nagaland and Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla as the chief host, with Chief Minister Nipur Rio as host on December 1st. The closing ceremony will be graced by prominent special guests, including Pasang Dorji Sona, Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Tourism, Education, Parliamentary Affairs and RWD, Ruben Gauchi, High Commissioner of the Republic of Malta to India, and Raymond Mullen, Deputy Ambassador, Embassy of Ireland, India. Cultural highlights of the evening include a special presentation by the Task Force for Music and Arts, culminating in the traditional lighting of the bonfire, symbolizing the formal close of this year's festival. Onnulu Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Hornbill Festival, celebrated from December 1st to 10th each year, continues to be a major cultural showcase that draws visitors, promoting Nagaland's rich tribal heritage and global cultural engagements. Nagaland Conservatory of Music has won the first ever Nagaland Choir Games 2025, held as part of the 26th edition of Hornbill Festival in Kohima yesterday. Cantabile Choir and Harmonic Voices bagged second and third positions respectively. Lipok Mart Sudhir was adjudged the best conductor, and Celestial Harmonies Semini won the best uniform choir team. The event was organized by Task Force for Music and Arts and Nagaland Tourism and managed by Nagaland Choir Games. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu yesterday said the disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing, and reiterated that the government is fully determined to build a robust airline system. Addressing the Lok Sabha on the ongoing IndiGo crisis, the minister stated that IndiGo is being held fully accountable. The minister further added that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued notices to the airline, and based on its report, strict and appropriate action will be taken.
The disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing. IndiGo's daily flights, which had fallen drastically and are expected to rise further, all other airlines continue to operate smoothly across the country, and the airports are reporting normal conditions without crowding or distress. Refunds, baggage tracing, and passenger support measures remain under continuous supervision by the ministry. At the same time, accountability will be ensured.
Today is National Human Rights Day. The theme for this year is Human Rights Are Everyday Essentials. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipur Rio emphasized the importance of recognizing fundamental rights as integral to every individual. He noted this year's theme serves as a reminder that human rights are not abstract ideas but essential elements woven into daily life. The Chief Minister called upon all citizens to work towards building an egalitarian society where every individual's rights are upheld. And the Hornbill Esports Championship Season 2 culminated yesterday at Indira Gandhi Stadium, IGS Kohima, with Sherry Lalthangzo, Economic Advisor for the Northeastern Region, attending the closing ceremony as the special guest. The event was organized by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports in association with the Esports Association of Nagaland. Addressing the event, Ms. Lalthangzo described the Hornbill Esports Championship as an eye-opener and as activities that parents once argued against are now recognized as legitimate sports, even though concerns remain regarding addiction, academic distraction, and lack of tangible results.
Your health, but it promotes you as a person, it completes you as a person.
Avityo Nagi was the champion of e-chess. Team SSX Simp Official lifted the winner title of Mobile Legends 5v5. Tiatoshi won the FC25. Diablo won the e-football, and Autobots won the champion title of BGMI, while Lobster from Team Autobots was adjudged as the most valid player of the category. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.